All right, welcome back. We have a really interesting group here for you guys. So guys, please introduce yourself, where you're from, what year you are, and then we'll talk about your project.
Hey, hello everyone. My name is Ryan Jabot.
I'm Bradley Carman.
And I'm Matias Ortiz.
And we're presenting Spondooly, the new way to learn the stock market. But we're all in high school. I'm a sophomore, the rest are juniors, and we're bringing to you the new way to learn the stock market called Spondooly.
So, can you demo the project for us?
All right, so this is Spondooly, as you can see on the screen. This screen that's visible is where the program recommends to you stocks. So, Spondooly, what is this? Spondooly is a program that takes actual stock information, like the names, the codes, and the prices, and presents it to you in a safe environment. The actual stock market is crucial to our capital-based economy, but the thing is, it is super complicated. There are so many aspects to it. It's hard to learn from with books or reading up about it. So you gotta learn to experience. But since it involves money, experience is expensive. Like you could learn those thousands of dollars. So this is a safe environment. You can, let's click on AMD. And it's gonna graph for me the long-term price of AMD from when it opened to now. And I can buy a few shares of AMD, which I did a few minutes ago. In that time since I bought it, I've gained $4.30. That's not actual money, it's in-game currency. And we can use that to say like, my investment that I did in that stock was good. I should do something like that in the future. You learn through experience. And experience is great when it comes to the stock market. So let's go under the hood, see how the program actually runs. So here is Python.
So here in the Python, this is where we actually get all of the stock information. We decided to use Python because Python is just really good for really specific things, like in our case, getting stock information. So in this code right here, this is where we get all the real-time prices, just with any stock codes that we give it. And then over here we have the code where we get all of the past prices. So like Ryan showed, the long-term price where we can graph all of the historical prices from when the stock first opened.
And one of the great things that having all the past prices lets us do, it's essentially lets our users play throughout the entire history of the stock market. We have every single price of every stock since its opening, which means that we have information dating back to the 1900s when the stock market was first created. And essentially, we can let our users play through its history. We can let our users play during the Great Depression, play during the Great Recession, and see the ramifications of real life events and how they reflect in themselves on the stock market. And what it all accumulates into is essentially providing our users with the truest, most realistic stock market learning experience at the littlest and lowest cost.
Yeah, so this is a lot probably to take in. So let's plug some things. Here we have a QR code that you can scan to go onto, go to see our website, sorry about that. Or if you can't scan it for whatever reason, you can go to www.spondoolyofficial.com and check out to sign up for our private beta and see new updates when they come out. We're aiming for a Q3 2020 release date. I hope to see you there, and maybe you can support us on Patreon.
So I just want to point out, first of all, that was such a great presentation. I didn't have to do anything. And again, these are high schoolers. So you guys just really had this idea, took it for yourself. Can I ask what motivated it? Because I can promise you in high school, I was not thinking about like, oh, the stock market. I should really learn that. So how did this come about?
So basically, a lot of us are in the business program, which is we're very thankful that we have a good quality business program in our high school. So that motivated us to learn about it. But the thing is, we currently, what exists to learn the stock market isn't the best quality. So instead of waiting around for someone to make it, we can just make it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did with Spondooly. We looked at tons of competitors, dozens of competitors, and we looked at the pros, the cons, and made the best of both worlds. That's how I got interest. And those two, they handle more of the computer science side. They handle getting the actual prices in a presentable format that we can render as a graph. And we all of our different minds, we all work together and make the best possible stock market simulator possible.
And then Matias, can you tell me, did you know these guys before this project or did you meet because of the business program?
Let's just say that in the past few months, Spondooly has become a lifestyle for me.
It's a lifestyle, not a choice.
We really just kind of, we were all really friends before the project started, but we've definitely become a lot closer because of it.
All right. I'm glad to hear that. And you mentioned, you know, the core idea of this whole project is to be accessible, a safe way to learn the stock market. Where is this going in the future? Are you hoping to use it at your school maybe?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in fact, we have spoken with our business club and the business program in our school, Gulliver Preparatory in Miami, and they have agreed to next year or whenever we finish this, quarter three, 2020, they will use it in their actual business programs officially instead of the current stock market simulators they have. And that we are hoping to incorporate into not just our school, but a bunch of schools and also independently for people to play this just as a game, just for fun, but also learn at the same time.
Okay, wow. I'm so great to hear that, you guys. I hope that it goes well with the implementation. I'm excited for your classmates to learn this tool and to really have the financial knowledge they need to go in the real world. Because I'll admit, I'm an econ concentrator here, and I still need to learn a lot about the stock market, so I'll definitely use this. How can I contact you, though? Like, you know, anything you have?
Yeah. So we have, in fact, just for this very occasion, we have business cards.
Thank you.
And
thank
on the back
you.
Is our website. On the front
thank
is information about us individually. And you can use that to learn about updates and the future of Spondooly.
Fantastic. Thanks, you guys.